Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about obedience, asking ourselves, what will I do? Not just what I discuss in my mind or with others, not just what I decide, but what am I actually obeying? What am I putting into practice? And so as we go through our morning devotion and prayer time each weekday, we're looking at some aspect of the obedience that God calls us to live with. And today we're going to focus in on obedience that is wholehearted. Sometimes our obedience is a little, well, we hold back. We see how much we can get away with and how much we have to obey. And God's desire is that our obedience would be a wholehearted obedience, just as our love for Him is a wholehearted love. Romans 6, verse 17 says, "But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted." This teaching is about Jesus. This wholehearted obedience to the form of teaching was a radical change of life. To decide Jesus is in charge. And the Bible makes it clear that until we choose to wholeheartedly obey the teachings of Jesus, the instructions of God's Word, the commands of Scripture, we find ourselves, knowingly or unknowingly, whether we live with an awareness or not, slaves to sin. When sin rules our body, death follows. No, it's not saying that we all of a sudden have become perfect. It's really addressing what or who's in charge. And without Christ, without a wholehearted decision to be obedient to Christ, the natural flesh of mankind does what we want. Sin's in charge. The principalities of this world. And regardless of how good or bad we might live, when sin's in charge, we're destined for death. But when Christ is in charge, again, no matter how bad or good we might look to others to live, when Christ is in charge, we're destined for life. And this wholehearted obedience is an obedience that says, I'm all in. We're willing to not ask why as much as when? How? That wholehearted obedience is the difference between someone telling you to jump and you wanting to know why, and someone telling you to jump and you asking how high. I'll do it because you say, but help me understand as I go along. And it's part of our nature, it's part of my nature to want things figured out first. to obey when I understand. To obey when I can see the benefit of doing so. To obey once I have all the information. As Jesus called his disciples to himself, he would simply see them where they were at and say, "Come, follow me." And I don't know if there were others that Jesus invited to follow him like the 12 did, and they simply said no. We don't have record of that. But the ones that we know of, when Jesus says, "Come follow me," they left their nets. They left their family business. They left their tax collecting booth. They left what it was they were doing and wholeheartedly obeyed the invitation to follow Jesus. Now, sometimes in life, the invitation of God to us is a call to leave what we're doing and begin something new. But it's not always that. Sometimes a wholehearted obedience to Jesus is change who we're working for, but keep working in the same place. Sounds strange, but your school, your factory, your store, your business. You may or may not own it. You may or may not be in charge. You may just be an employee that feels underappreciated. And yet it becomes where God wants you to represent him. And instead of working for that company, that person, that board, you're obedient to them out of reverence to Christ, but your primary allegiance is to God. And that wholehearted obedience ought to make you a better employee. It ought to make you a better boss. It ought to make you a better manager. It ought to make you a better student. It ought to make you a better parent. It ought to make you a better child. Because we're no longer a slave to sin, that wholehearted obedience says, even when I sin, it's not in charge. And because Christ is in charge, I've learned to repent. I've learned to restore. I've learned to reject the nature of sin and its hold on me. It's not for the faint-hearted. It's for the wholehearted. And God's desire for every one of us is that we gaze into his word. And rather than try to explain it away, which we often try to do, to simply and wholeheartedly obey it. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us the things that we need to know what is good and right. Not in a legalistic way that we become in charge of others and their adherence to what we think, but in a way of love that we continually learn from your word, and our wholehearted obedience creates in us a desire to do what it says. And Father, even for the times we gaze into your word and we don't understand why, but because you ask, we do it. Think of the disciples out fishing and Jesus saying, "Cast your nets on the other side." And their first reaction as professional fishermen is, "We know what we're doing." And Yet, Father, we read the response. We're tired. We don't really want to, but because you ask, we will. And Father, may our life be filled with the results of wholehearted obedience. Results that would parallel the great catch of fish that those disciples got by being obedient. And Father, our fish are not those that swim in the lakes and rivers and oceans. Our fish are the people that need to know Jesus. May our wholehearted obedience not only set us free in our minds from the penalty of sin, may it help us represent Jesus in a better way. And Father, when sin comes along and tempts us, may we be reminded that that's not who's in charge anymore. When our selfishness tempts us to do things our way, may we be reminded that we're not in charge anymore. And Father, thanks be to you for setting us free. As we've turned to Jesus wholeheartedly, with our love and with our obedience. And so, God, today, help us to lift him up in all things so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.